right now?
You know, they might have to adjust that because it looks like they're skewed a little bit to the left. That's going to require an adjustment and a step ladder.
But he's a strong guy. You know, he's like one of those freakish child, you know, freak childs that doesn't know his own strength. But he's a stud. He makes all kinds of plays, dragging guys in the end zone and everything else. So, but there's more where that came from, and hopefully we'll continue to get better and continue to make a little run.
All right, welcome into the zone. Saints win again on a short week on the road at a horrific Atlanta club. We appreciate tuning in to Justin Akre, Matt Stell. It's the day before the final game for the home slate for Arkansas. We consider it a home game. It's at War Memorial Stadium. It'll be a little bit rainy, a little bit cool, but we're going to have a blast tomorrow. The First Security Ultimate Tailgate Party is going to kick off at 8 a.m. in the morning time.
It's going to be so much fun.
I'm going to be there 8 a.m. until like 2 a.m. And with you at the Red Room tomorrow night.
That's right.
What a day.
This is going to be great. I'm going to teach you to play guitar in between now and then. You can just join the band.
That'd be sweet. I think maybe more percussion. I could do like some washboard or maybe a tambourine.
Tambourine. You know, people think the tambourine, that's kind of people's go-to. Oh, throw away. I'm going to go play the tambourine in the band because it's easy. It's not easy to play a tambourine right.
I have great rhythm. I think I'd be very good at whatever, but anyway.
I think you're just good at everything, Justin.
That's not true. I would love to be able to play an axe. I was thinking about that this morning.
An axe.
Should I get my kid on an axe or a piano?
Piano.
You think?
Piano.
Okay.
If I had it to start over again, I love playing guitar. If I had it to do all over again, I would have taken my mother's advice and started playing piano for several reasons. One, the theory is easier to understand on a piano. And by the time you get, you know, older, it's just less people play. You can do more with it. And it's easier to learn another instrument off a piano than vice versa.
If I'd have followed my mother's advice, I would have drank less in college and studied more, and I'd be president of these United States. So we all make mistakes, buddy. We all make mistakes.
Maybe you could have hired somebody to invent a website for healthcare. That would have been nice.
Yeah, or just try to do it myself, which apparently was what happened.
Evidently. Somebody's using GeoCities trying to build a website for the healthcare. I hope I get that figured out.
I hope I don't annoy you Cowboy fans, but I'm becoming a devout Saints fan. And
this is a Saints studio right now. I've been a Saints fan for a minute.
I don't hate the Cowboys. I don't even root against the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to have a long, hard road if Jason Garrett, the redheaded freakazoid, stays in place.
Jason the Red?
The best thing that happened in the game last night, in a very ugly game down in Atlanta, and again, the Saints coming off an emotional victory, road game, midweek. That's a tough deal. I expected them to be a little flat. And they didn't play great, but they played well enough to win.
Right.
The best thing that happened last night was that Jimmy Graham touchdown catch and then the dunk that left the goalpost, quote, askew.
Askew.
Which is always good.
Off-kilter.
So, I imagine if he doesn't get fined, he should. I mean, he should get fined for that.
You can't just go around tearing the goal up. This isn't hockey.
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
That thing is not designed as a breakaway. It's not a rim or a goalpost.
They're
going
to have to have breakaway goalposts in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to need.
Be sweet if he could, like, pull it real hard and spin around like a Wheel of Fortune. Be awesome.
That's next level.
Drew Brees coming off the victory.
Drew Brees!
Now they get a couple extra days to prepare for their next game, and it is against an extremely good team, the other best team in the NFC, Seattle and the Saints.
That's Monday night game.
Buddy, you got a great game coming up. It's going to be awesome.
Not a good game.
A great game.
A great game.
You have the two teams with the most wins in the NFC playing each other next week in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. We have a great game Sunday night this week, too. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
Big time.
And Seattle's playing extremely well. They're dominant at home. And so we know the type of atmosphere it's going to be going in there, 12th man. We've been there a few times before in primetime situations. So we're going to need our best game to win. You know, we get a little more time to rest up and prepare for that, and so do they because they're on their bye week. But it should be a great game.
That's great. Both teams get a little extra time to prepare. It should be a very well-played game. That'll be a lot of fun.
Can I tell you something crazy?
Yes, I wish you would.
I was doing the thing with our boy Chris Sugarcane, Good Morning Arkansas, and on somebody's Twitter machine it came across and it said Drew Brees had broken both his legs in a car wreck like the night before the game, and thank God it turned out to be a hoax because I went in like full panic mode.
Who does that?
I don't know. The people do this crap.
What a terrible person.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I mean, for New Orleans, it's going to be like when Favre left Green Bay, and you just hope you have somebody who's somewhat as close as Aaron Rodgers was to being awesome at that point, because that's a tough deal. When you've got a guy who is an iconic quarterback for a team that had its greatest success under his leadership. Mm-hmm. Although for Green Bay, he could make a case for another quarterback to play there a few years ago.
Right.
But again, I mean, you lead them back to where they want to be, and you bring them to the highest heights. And for New Orleans, it's unprecedented.
Sure. And what is it, Chase Daniel still there, the kid from Mizzou?
Probably so.
Him?
Yeah, he's always looked a little. He looks like he's on about a 3-beer lunch every day. He's a little chubby. I like that guy.
He's got a little fat. He looks like a miniature Ben Roethlisberger. Yes. in the jowls.
Yes, he does.
In the jowl region.
He does. Cowboys, not an elimination game, but it's a pretty big game for them. They need to stop that giant win streak. They go 0-6. Now they're 4-0 the last 4 weeks. Undefeated with Peyton Hillis, I might add, although he contributed nothing last week.
But his locker room morale. It's the same way Tebow won all those games.
Bottom line is neither one of those teams can afford to lose this week in New York. So it is a huge game for them. The games we're going to have on the buzz this weekend are Chargers and Chiefs. Obviously, the Cowboys game will follow after that. And then we've got Broncos and Patriots as the late game.
That's going to be big time.
Yep.
I think, where is that game?
That game is in New England.
New England. I bet the Broncos are favored by like 5.
You think?
I'm gonna look and see, but I bet you so.
That doesn't sound too out of whack. I bet it's closer than that. I bet it's more like 3.
Think so?
Yeah. Although I think they're at least 5 points better.
Let us see.
I can tell you in approximately 4 seconds.
2.5.
See?
Yep.
I know my business.
You sure do.
I'm a gambling wizard, except for the whole winning part.
Right, right. I'm really great at placing the bets.
The Monday night game is the San Francisco 49ers, the team that's coming off a tough loss to the Saints, on the road playing against the Washington professional football team. Colts and Cardinals, other games this weekend. Panthers on the road at the Dolphins. Panthers have been extremely good at 7-3, defensively very impressive this year, playing one another. Steelers and the Browns. Which team wants to lose it less? That's the question in that division. That is a horrible division.
That's pretty terrible.
It is bad stuff. Did you ask me that? Is that from you?
Yeah, I didn't accept it.
Oh, I wish you would have.
Oh, could I have?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I wonder how much
that
costs.
Yeah, that's the second time he's tried to call. So.
Ask how much it costs.
It's $3.99 to connect and then $1 after every minute.
Do we want to talk to an inmate?
I thought it would be interesting.
Let's do it. That's fine.
Because if he's already tried to reach out once, you know.
If Steve complains, I'll pay the $5 out of my own pocket.
Yeah, so we'll just wait till next time.
So Patriots lead their division. Cincinnati Bengals leading the AFC North at 7-4. 7-3 Colts over the Titans at 4-6 in the South. And the Broncos, of course, with the Kansas City Chiefs at 9-1. By the way, they play the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So if you're looking for a compelling game coming up next week as well, in addition to the ones we mentioned.
Lots of great games slated.
Next week's going to be awesome.
It's blowing up.
You got 3 games on Thanksgiving. You got 2 spectacular games coming up next week with the Denver, Kansas City game in Seattle and Atlanta. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, Seattle, New Orleans,
Seattle, New Orleans, excuse me. Philadelphia, Dallas, both in the mix there. The only teams that are 500 or better in the NFC East, Philadelphia at 6-5 leading the way. Lions, talk about marginal divisions. We'll call it parity. NFC North, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, both 6-4. My Packers are 5-5, and the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, okay, who shocks you the most? Atlanta's 2-9. The Vikings are 2-8 after making the playoffs. And the Washington professional football team's 3-7. Obviously, Jacksonville doesn't surprise anybody. The Bills are 4-7. I guess they're not totally out of it yet. But which surprises you the most? To me, it's got to be Atlanta.
Yeah.
But maybe the Texans, too. I guess I could throw them
the
in
Texans,
there.
The Texans and Atlanta are what throw me off the most, especially Atlanta, because when they got Steven Jackson, I'm thinking, oh, man, that just became a for-real contender team. Now, I know he's been hurt and stuff like that, but, you know, you got to figure they're better than, what, 1-2 wins?
I would have thought so.
I don't know. I thought that team was on the – was on the rise.
I thought this was the year they were going to take
this the year too.
I think I may have picked them to win the AFC this year.
Did you?
What an idiot I am.
Well, maybe if you didn't do it on record anywhere.
No, we'll pretend that I didn't. I got to look at the Saints roster. Somebody called in to argue the backup quarterback situation in New Orleans.
Oh, I don't know if it's still Chase
either.
Daniel. I just
somebody said that.
There.
Yeah, somebody said that he's in.
He's with the
Kansas City
Chiefs. Mm. I thought you knew that.
No, we don't know anything, man.
Oh,
we're
sorry,
totally
I would have chimed
ignorant.
In.
No, I know things. If this were 2011, I know a lot.
I knew because somebody called and told me.
Can I say for the record that they might want to go ahead and get somebody? Ryan Griffin and Luke McCown are the other quarterbacks on the roster right now. You might want to go ahead and draft a quarterback. I don't know.
Trade for Mallett. Ryan Mallett's never going to play. He's never going to start in New England.
I think he would be a good fit for a backup there, too.
Yeah, he could throw the ball.
Over a mountain?
Over the mountains.
Which is amazing when you throw it over the mountains when you're in New Orleans and you have to throw it through the roof of a dome to get it over the mountain.
You can throw it over that levee over yonder. No, you know what would be crazy is if Ryan Mallett's in the pocket and he's throwing to Jimmy Graham, the ball never gets below 8 feet.
Like it just, yes. It stays
like
up
that.
In the air so high.
Hello, all you little average height people. We're going to throw a touchdown now.
Manziel would be the guy in New Orleans. He's like Drew Brees.
Undersized.
Undersized, but
dynamic.
And he could put the ball in a dime, man. I tell you, Manziel's arm, like you said, his completion percentage is the best in the country. I mean, even without the wheels, he's Case Keenum with wheels. I mean,
I'll give you that.
That's what he looks like, and he'd be even better than that in the press.
The fact that they've both been touched by the hands of Kevin Sumlin helps.
Mm-hmm.
Lay hands on those boys.
Touched by Sumlin. Anointed.
Denver Broncos, your current favorite to win the Super Bowl at 3-1. Seahawks second. Then the Saints. Mm. It's 13-4 and 13-2. Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots both at 11-1. Then the Niners at 14-1. And beyond that, I don't think there's any point. Who cares about that? They actually have a line on the... I thought that was the Pro Bowl game. The AFC is actually a slight favorite to win the Super Bowl on the early line, in case you're interested. So,
yeah. Man, I tell you what, though, thinking about all the wild card teams that have won Super Bowls from that position, that's a tough bet.
Yeah, but it's happened.
That's what I'm saying. It's happened. So it's.
It'll be tough bet not to.
It's a tough bet to take the favorite.
Okay, you want to pick somebody who might win a wild card? You want to look at some wild card potential?
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 18-1. I doubt the Chiefs all the time on the show. I get ridiculed by guys like Chris Kane. Barry Brandt and I have had a bit of not a debate or an argument, but a Twitter discussion about the Chiefs.
A feud.
I believe them. Yeah. I don't believe in them, rather. And he is a Chiefs fan. And in Joe Klein, same deal. I mean, but yeah. I just don't see it. When I watch them, I just don't think they pass the eye test. We saw it last week. When they have to throw the football, they can't throw the football.
Yeah, I tell you, though, from the start of this season, that was a sentimental pick for me because of Andy Reid, getting sort of railroaded in Philly after he's done all that great stuff. And then Alex Smith coming over, never having a real shot in this league and having lots of tools, and then getting the shot. You know, it's like... It's like two misfit. It's like the island of the misfit toys, and then they go and beat all the regular toys.
Yes, that's true. Hey, Barbie, check this out. Niall Davis is there too, so it's easy to root for them. But they're 18-1 along with the Colts. I mean, they're. I guess it would be a good long shot pick if you want to throw $100 on them. That'd be worth it.
Hey, and you know those teams that play great defense and have they generally make a deep run. Now you got to kind of have quarterback play to win Super Bowls.
Not always.
Usually, but
if
most.
Your defense is good enough, you can get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, what, Joe Flacco?
Flacco's a good quarterback. I'm talking about their last go-around with Dilfer.
Oh, the one before. That's true.
Yeah.
It's a different time, though.
If you looked at the worst quarterbacks ever to win a Super Bowl, he'd be on the list. He'd be in the top five, probably.
I think so.
Don't you think so? I mean, as far as, like, overall, his overall impact as a quarterback in his career.
Maybe so. And, they've also made the game a lot easier for quarterbacks now than it was even when Dilfer was playing.
True.
So...
They tried to make it easy for Kaepernick on Sunday against New Orleans, and they couldn't do it. Make it easy enough.
They were my early pick for. They're still good. They're still real good. They hit real hard.
Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Minnesota and Tampa are so bad they're off the board. I guess they probably can't mathematically make a playoff
spot
at this point.
They're mathematically eliminated
already.
From Super Bowl contention.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Those are your odds
right
now.
You don't want to be that in November.
Boy, it'd be nice to get a team like Green Bay right now at 33-1, and then Rodgers comes back and they start lighting fools up.
And then, boom, double-check your way into a Super Bowl.
Discount double-check my money because I'm rich now.
That's right. Double-check them dollars, son.
Over there blowing money like Kenny Powers.
That's right. Making it rain on my wife.
flying over a lake on my jetpack if you need me.
That is the dumbest thing, like purchase I've ever seen. Those jetpacks can't go that high and they can't go that fast. I want to rent one. I don't want to own one.
Yeah. They have them around here. There's one in Hebra, I think.
In his fictional future, he had a land hovercraft out in Africa.
I hadn't seen it.
Oh, sorry.
Missed last week.
Spoiler alert.
You know what, though? It's Friday. That's my fault.
Sorry about that.
It's only been a spoiler.
It hasn't been a full week.
At the same time, though, you know what? I actually blame you two clowns for me not watching Boardwalk Empire and Eastbound and Down last week. Because I can't get off Breaking Bad.
Can't quit it.
Yeah. It's like, basically, here's the deal. I got two $75 bills just sitting there, but I have $150 laying in this pile over here in the Breaking Bad pile.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get off my $150 pile to go over and pick up those two $75s.
Right, right.
That's where I'm at.
I get it, man. Breaking Bad is the single greatest piece
terrible
of
thing
of
ever
television.
That's going to ruin my marriage and my life.
Yeah, why?
Because
are you going to wait to watch?
At the beginning, it was bringing us together. Now it's ruining everything. What it's doing is bringing my wife and I closer together, and it is distancing me further from my children. I like Maddox. You need to go to bed because Daddy and Mommy need to watch their show. Daddy, it's only 6:15. You're tired. You've had a big day at school. Let's go ahead and go to bed now.
Son, it's dark outside. My day in the cornfields in Iowa. I used to have to go to bed this time so I could get up and shuck that corn.
Daddy, I haven't had dinner yet. Grab a couple of Pop-Tarts, take them to your room, go to sleep.
Get a Go-Gurt and hush!
I don't do that as far as you know. RJ Hawk joining us in the studio. We're going to talk about the playoff game down in Arkadelphia this weekend coming up in mere moments. Let me get Chris in here first. Hi, Chris.
Chris. Yep, hello.
Yep, hey. Just a little PSA for callers. If I say your name and say hello, that's when you talk. You don't have to repeat your own name back to me.
Well, you said it so fast, I didn't know.
Chris.
But anyway, listen, nobody ever gives Brett Favre credit for making the forward lateral leap. I remember the first time, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, sadly, and a Hawks fan, sadly, this year. Yeah, it's pretty rough. But, we were playing the Vikings the first time he ever did that, and I was screaming at my TV. I said, forward lateral. And the ref said, it's a legal pass, it's a shovel pass. I went,
shovel pass.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
Shovel pass, very effective weapon.
Yeah. It is, and it's changed the game. But Brett Favre's first person I ever saw do it.
Mm-hmm.
To Brett Favre.
I tip my vanilla coffee.
I tip my black bold coffee to Brett Favre.
Black bold.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Good show, thanks.
Chris, appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, Randy in Conway.
Hey, Randy in Conway, Arkansas.
Okay, hang on a second, Randy. PSA. If I say hello, welcome to the show, and I say your name, I don't need you to repeat your name back to me. All right, Randy, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. That's just kind of a thing I do.
Yeah, well, don't do that anymore. It's annoying. Go ahead.
I'm the same way with Breaking Bad. Me and my wife sent the kids to bed at 7 o'clock. We stopped all the way through season 5, the first 8 episodes on Netflix, and we thought the series ended right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we did a little research, and I found an internet program that allows you to watch Netflix streaming from the United Kingdom.
For how much?
Is it Penguin?
Puffin? No, it's called Hola, as in hello in Spanish.
Okay. Sí, muy bien.
It's called Hola Unblocker, and it makes Netflix think that you're viewing in the UK.
Wouldn't that be?
And the last 8 episodes have been released over there.
Wouldn't that be Hola Unblockero?
Well,
Hola la Unblocker.
Okay. Now it's French.
Huh.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Randy. There's actually a lot of stuff on Netflix. Netflix releases stuff differently in different countries, so I get like updates on my phone about, you know, stuff to watch and things like that from Twitter. And a lot of the stuff is only released in Canada, the UK, and things like that. So, man, I appreciate that.
You know, you can get the rest of Breaking Bad for $14 on iTunes.
Hang on a second. Randy and Conway.
Yeah, hey.
What do you think about the Razorbacks tomorrow?
I think we're going to win by 15.
Thank you, Randy.
I hope that's right.
This is.
We ain't got no band, Randy, but you got a good prediction. I appreciate it.
Thanks, homie.
Y'all have a good day.
See you, buddy. RJ Hawk.
Yes. Hey, by the way, I'm the same way on Breaking Bad. I've got two episodes left before it's all done. And last night, all done, because I bought the last season on iTunes for $14, and it's amazing. Like,
don't say anything else.
I'm not going to, but I'm just going to say, You will not know your kids.
You're still talking.
No, I'm just saying you won't know your kids when it's all said and done.
What kids?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Children?
Tell me about tomorrow.
Boy, tomorrow's going to be fun. Noon is the kickoff, Henderson State and St. Cloud State in Arkadelphia. It's the first round of the Division II playoffs, and this is going to be the biggest test Henderson's faced all year. It's a mixture of between Southern Arkansas and Harding, if you want to put the – but with a really, really good quarterback. Kevin Rogers, the Henderson State quarterback, is a Harlan Hill candidate. If you don't know what that is, that's basically the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy for Division II. Well, they've also got a Harlan Hill candidate at quarterback who runs the football really well. They run that read option, and they're very effective with it. They've passed for over 2,500 yards this year, have run for over 2,500 yards this year. Very balanced team, and really their strength, though, is their defense. They rank 16th in the country in pass defense, and if you know anything about Henderson, that's all Henderson does is throw the football.
So does that mean Keaton Stigger gets 20 carries tomorrow?
Keaton Stigger may get a lot of carries tomorrow. And
this dude is a dual threat. He plays linebacker. He's one of the best linebackers in the country in Division II, and he also runs the ball for touchdowns.
Get you some.
He's got 13 touchdowns on the year.
How about
and
that?
And they give it to him from about 5 yards out and just
– The hammer.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sounds like a superhero.
Hey, and you know what? Another Stigger. Thing St. Cloud is great at is they're my second team all-tacky this year from that little stunt they pulled on the on that that video they made making fun of us down here. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. No, they were talking about Henderson State, and they had some editor guy that got on there and started saying, hey, y'all, we're going down to Arkansas, and did one of those.
Hey, come on down here. We got something
for
that.
Can you get that video?
Yeah, I can get it for you.
I'd like to play that video.
He's a complete moron.
Second team all-tacky. Who's on first team all-tacky? The chick that dressed up as a Boston Marathon bombing victim?
No, I didn't even.
You didn't see that on, on chick dressed up for Halloween as a Boston Marathon bombing victim.
No way.
True story. You didn't see that? Oh, there was a huge uproar on the internet. You didn't see that?
I saw the Twin Towers.
Why don't you two read something once in a while?
I only get the internet 2 out of 3 days. That's how I kind of scale. That's how I keep my bill low.
Good thinking. What? Yeah. What else? Who else on the second team all tacky?
I don't know. They're just on my second team. There's tackier things.
No, but this is as good a list as yesterday when we had animals carrying weapons. I think this is a good off-the-cuff sort of idea.
Great.
That's
I'll
a great bit.
What's your all-tacky? Who makes your all-tacky team for 2013? We're getting to the end-of-year stuff, so we're going to start doing year-in-review, looking back on the best sound bites of the
That'd
year,
be good.
Best songs of the year we did a couple days ago.
Yeah, we did.
So who's your all-tacky team?
I don't know right off the top of my head.
Let's nominate, and then we'll figure it out. Let's do a three-team all tacky with honorable mention.
I like it.
How about
that? We need a three-team first team, three-team second team, and then an honorable mention.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Secondly, because we need to do like a combined deal because I don't have time to look anything up. secondly, the 50-year anniversary of the JFK assassination is today, and we actually have a couple of look-backs on that. Evan Demerle is going to join us after the break. Arkansas actually played a game the day after the...